This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. You could find us online at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. If you listen regularly, you know that I've been really fascinated with the prayers that we find in the scriptures. You know, what did Jesus pray? In fact, on Sundays, we've been going through a series on the prayers of Jesus. And that's really a fascinating way as we get closer and closer to Easter, because so many of those prayers that are recorded for us are found in those final days of Jesus. Today, I want to look not at a prayer in Scripture, but a prayer request. When somebody asks you to pray, we obviously want to do that. We don't want to just say, okay, I'll pray for you and not pray. But the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, the church in Colossae, they had a prayer request from Paul. Now, we would imagine that they would pray, but it's a really interesting way that Paul phrases this request, and that's what I want us to look at today. And this is from Colossians chapter 4. Now, I had talked about verse 2 several weeks back, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. That's what our attitude of prayer should be all the time. But listen to verse 3 through 6. Or 3, 4, and 5. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. So pause there for a minute. Do you hear those words? This is Paul's request. Pray for us too. And meaning us, meaning these traveling evangelists that the Apostle Paul was part of, but also Paul being in the position that he was in, he was praying specifically for open doors. Now, we use that phrase a lot. We'll say, we'll pray for some open doors. And for the most part, when we think that way, it's some opportunity. Maybe it's pray for open doors for, I don't know, the right job situation. Pray for open doors for, I don't know, housing situation. Whatever the case may be, we use that phrase. But Paul prays this in a very specific way. He says, pray for us that God may open a door for our message, for the word of God. That's first and foremost. And that's a tremendous prayer, just all by itself, right? Think about that. When was the last time we prayed that God would open a door to proclaim the word, to express our faith to someone else, to maybe even be able to proclaim his word to someone else? And then are we also praying for our leaders in that same way? Are we praying for them to have open doors? We should be. We should be praying for our pastors and missionaries and even our friends, whatever it is, that they also would find open doors to the word, to the message. And then the second part of this, and this is what kind of stuck out at me, was so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ. To be able to speak that mystery. First, the open door for the word, but then to be able to speak the mystery. Now, he talks a lot about in Ephesians also about the mystery of the faith. But the mystery of the faith really, well, it isn't so mysterious. The mystery of the faith is Jesus Christ. The mystery of the faith is that God in human form would come down into this world teaching, healing, leading others. But the great mystery of all is that God in human form, Jesus, would come down in the form that he did and be killed in the way that he was. That is an amazing mystery. How can we possibly wrap our minds around that? The idea that for God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only son. Might have heard that one before. But that is such an incredible mystery. Not one of us deserving it. Not one of us worthy of it. But he did it anyway. And then the Apostle Paul taking that mystery and saying, give us an open door. Give us the ability to tell that message. Speak that mystery to someone. And then the other part of his prayer request, pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. I love that one too. So he's praying really two things, praying that there are open doors. And the second thing is that he'll be able to proclaim that message clearly. That's another part of it too. We should be praying. We should be praying. Maybe this weekend you're going to head to church. Maybe you go to online church. I don't know. But whatever it might be, have you prayed that the message would be able to be clear? Somebody is going to be in that room, in that space. Somebody is going to hear that message, maybe proclaimed on the radio. Maybe that message would be proclaimed online. Whatever the situation is, that it be clear to the one person or dozens of people who need to hear it. It is easy, and I know, as someone who speaks every Sunday, and I have for years now, it is easy to sometimes get caught up in the details of the scripture, and maybe the message isn't as clear as it could be. That needs to be, as a pastor, that needs to be my main prayer. But then for those of us who are listening, that's what we need to pray. When we sit down in church, just pray this little prayer. The Lord, even in this room, a room who I believe are a lot of believers in Jesus Christ, but Lord, I pray among them that there be an open door to the gospel, to the mystery of our faith. And Lord, I just pray that you allow my pastor to speak it clearly, that that message will just resonate. That message will just spark something inside of somebody today that will allow them to receive you as their Lord and Savior. So when we think about that prayer request, like I said, I read this verse this past week, and it just sort of jumped off the page. And then I didn't stop, and I kept going on purpose into verse 5. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. That's the other part of the story, and I think those things go together. The open door and those opportunities that the Lord might give to each of us. So the prayer request is for him and the message, but then I think we should also be praying about that one. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. I know we've all been in that situation where maybe there's an opportunity and we look back and say, oh, I should have said this. Oh, I could have done that. Well, we need to have ourselves a little bit more in tune with the Spirit. So when the open door comes, we could proclaim the message. And that message goes with it how we act toward outsiders as well. The open doors will come if we're acting wisely toward outsiders and making the most of every opportunity that we have.